You're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Slindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour. An MUT academic wins the Dr. Esther Mahlangu Doctoral Fellowship Award, and an investigation is underway into the sale of RDP homes. The time is 7 o'clock. Good morning. A senior lecturer in the Department of Biomedical Technology, Nokanya Tembane, has been awarded the 2024 Dr. Esther Mahlangu Doctoral Fellowship in Indigenous Knowledge Systems from the Department of Science and Innovation's South African Women in Science Awards. Tembane expressed a deep appreciation for the national recognition, which is a highlight of her contributions and dedication to the biomedical laboratory sciences field. As a fellowship recipient, Tembane is committed to advancing the understanding and recognition of Indigenous knowledge systems with a focus on promoting their value and driving innovation that respects and honors diverse cultural medical health wisdom.
Lendondo itholakala njalo ngonyaka amasawisa enziwa iDepartment of Science and Innovation and Technology. Lapho ke la bungazo khona abesifazana abaveleli nabanamagalelo ancumekayo kwiscience eMzansi. So ke ngitholi ithuba lokuthi ngimele iprovince yakwaZulu Natali ngocwaningo nobuholi nokukhuthaza amantombazane ukuthi akhethe lo mkhakha weSTEM nokupromote ukulingana ngokobulili kule field yaka science. So bebebaningi ke abantu besitonyulwa besifazane isitonyulwa kubona. So ke ngenhlanhla ke nami ngatonyulwa ngawina kanti futhi ngimele iprovince yaseGizi.
In other news, Human Settlement Minister Mamaloko Kubayi says an investigation has been launched into the sale and ownership of RDP houses. Kubayi briefed the media on plans and developments in the human settlement sector in Pretoria on Monday. She says the department has been battling to send out title deeds as houses have been sold without notifying the office.
Many of the title deeds remain sitting, not being issued because either the person has been deceased, there's a fight in the house, but two, you find that some of the houses were sold before 8 years has been lapsed in violation with our act, but also you find that others have sold the houses, and this is where you find that also the issue around people who are saying to us they are foreign nationals in these houses.
And finally, South Africa has already been hit by extreme weather brought on by climate change. There have been deadly floods and storms from KwaZulu-Natal to the Eastern Cape and Western Cape. Now, South Africa is joining a global initiative to develop early warning systems for extreme weather. It's part of the UN's Early Warning for All system, which is expected to be completed by 2027. The UN says early warnings are efficient and cost-effective ways to save lives and livelihoods. Deputy Environment Minister Bernice Swartz gives us more on this.
What we are trying to achieve by becoming part of this early warning systems is that we know that in South Africa, currently now, our weather service station is equipped to give weather forecasting. They can't control the weather, but they can tell us whether it will rain, it will snow. And what they are doing now because of climate change and the radar that we have improved on as the South African Weather Services, they are able to give warnings on rain, on fires that will take place in the different provinces. But with the early warning systems, what we want to achieve is that every South African, even up into the deep rural area, is able to see when a disaster is going to happen. Now, this is going to assist us because we know that we are still sitting with mopping from 2022 in KwaZulu-Natal.
In your weather report this morning, Durban is sitting on 21 degrees, Pretoria is 27, Johannesburg 25, Cape Town 12, Bloemfontein is 16, Polokwane is 31, Upington 15, Port Elizabeth is 23, and East London is sitting on 18 degrees. A recap of your top story this hour. Senior lecturer in the Department of Biomedical Technology, Nokanya Tembane, has been awarded the 2024 Dr. Esther Mahlangu Doctoral Fellowship in Indigenous Knowledge Systems from the Department of Science and Innovation's South African Women in Science Awards. I'll be coming through with more news at the top of the hour for MET News. I am Slindile Ngobese.